Let's go to the news line this morning. Joining us this morning from the Colorado State Patrol is Sergeant Blake White. Good morning, Sergeant.
Good morning. Happy Wednesday to you.
Happy Wednesday. Thanks so much for joining us. And I wanted to talk about a couple of important things and DUI enforcement. We know that, sadly, in Colorado, we have had quite a few traffic fatalities over the last few years. Some of them, of course, DUI. So DUI enforcement is really important this year, isn't it, with CDOT, State Patrol, and local law enforcement agencies?
Oh, absolutely. And unfortunately, it is year after year that we are continuing to see these fatalities and injuries caused by people who are still making this decision to drink and drive. Last year alone, our agency covered about 66 crashes that involved somebody dying while there's somebody under the influence driving. And that to us is completely unacceptable.
Absolutely.
And that doesn't even account for the countless injuries and other crashes that are caused by these drivers. So it's a very important issue to us.
And I know that State Patrol teams up with CDOT and then also pulls in local agencies. Are we going to see an increase, do you think, in like the Heat Is On campaigns and stuff like that, like we saw over Super Bowl weekend?
There will absolutely be campaigns throughout the year, depending on what's going on, whether it's the Super Bowl, if it's an event. But unfortunately, regardless of the event or what's going on, there are always people going to have an excuse to drink and drive. And that's so unfortunate, whether it's a concert, whether it's an after-work party, just going out for drinks, it's a Friday night, it's a Wednesday night. Regardless, there are people still making this decision, whether it's alcohol, drugs. And we see a lot of prescription drugs as well that I think people don't think about. So there's really a lot of things that can affect you. So if you feel different anyway, you probably shouldn't be driving.
Absolutely. Call somebody to take you, a friend, or, you know, ride share, whatever. Right? Don't get in behind
the
wheel.
Public transportation, ride share, sober friend. There's so many other options as opposed to making that decision to get behind the wheel of a car, because lives are on the line.
Absolutely. And like you said, State Patrol alone last year, 66 deadly DUI crashes. Just State Patrol. That's really sad. Very sad.
Exactly. Yeah. And we arrested over 5,000 drivers last year as well for driving under influence or driving while they're mobility impaired. So that's a lot of drivers that our agency took off the roadways.
Well, we're so glad you did get those drivers off the roadways. Now, if we can just everybody stop drinking and driving. Okay, Sergeant, I do want to actually turn to left lane law. As you know, I wonder if a lot of people don't know this. We have a lot of new people that come to Colorado. Don't laugh. I think I shared with you what I call them, left lane loiterers. Because they do.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So I had to go up to Northern Colorado to see my family, and I went through the gap, and the gap just makes it worse. But the left lane loiterers were literally causing traffic to slow, not flow. It was becoming a big issue, and it's been an issue for a while. And I think folks just need a reminder about the left lane law.
Yeah, and what's tough, and I hate to burst your bubble on this one, but the gap is not one where technically the left lane law applies. Now,
even though I'm like, get out of the left lane!
Yes, we want to get out of the left lane too, but it's unfortunately through there because of the speed limit and everything that's going on. It's not technically illegal. Now, we highly encourage, if you're not passing, move over to the right. Mm-hmm. It reduces road rage. It helps with traffic flow. And a lot of the times when I'm trying to get to a crash, a call, something's going on, I'm trying to get through in that left lane and I'm constantly having to stop and sit there and wait for that person and speed up and then stop and wait. It creates a lot of issues for us. So just move out of that lane. Now, having said that, whether it's in that area, anywhere around the state, if it's a posted 65-mile-an-hour speed limit or above, that means you can't be in that left lane unless you're actively passing a car. So get out of that lane.
So at 65 miles or above, you can only be in the left lane to pass a car. You cannot sit there.
You can't sit there and park and just say, oh, this lane's really smooth. I'm going to take this lane for a long time.
Right.
Because, again, it does create a lot of issues for us. Or if there's a posted sign, because there are speed limits that are lower than that, where they say, keep right except to pass, you know, something to that nature, then that law applies again. So, again, it's just good common practice just to stay out of the left lane. Just if you want to cruise, enjoy that right lane. It's just as smooth. It's going to get you to the same place, but allow other cars to get through. Now, It's not a speeding lane. It is a passing lane. So that is the big difference, too, that people need to understand.
Well, and it really does affect traffic, the flow of traffic. And I don't think people realize that by just sitting in that left lane.
You know, and think about, you know, the nice thing with trying to reduce traffic is if traffic is moving smoothly, everybody's going to get there faster. Now, if you're constantly slowing up, speeding down, and, you know, then people start driving erratic. Well, this car's in the left lane, so I'm going to cut in the right lane and then cut them off and teach them a lesson. And so then we get all kinds of dangerous issues just stemming from it. So just protect yourself and others. Just, again, it's so simple. Just stay out of that lane unless you're passing a car and then move back over.
Now, really quick, Sergeant, before we have to let you go, can someone be pulled over for the left lane law, or is that like a secondary?
No, absolutely, you can be pulled over for it. As long as it falls into those parameters where it's a 65 or above or it's posted, it is absolutely something that we stop for and you can be cited for it. So,
I did not know that.
Okay. Yes, absolutely. Yep, it's not a secondary violation.
Okay. Good to know. See, we're learning this morning. I appreciate it so much.
Absolutely.
Sergeant Blake White, Colorado State Patrol, thanks so much. We look forward to talking with you soon. Have a great rest of your day.
Have a great day.
Thanks so much. 7:43 now, KRDO's Morning News.